Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and through their Sharing Change program. It funds charitable foundation, or their charitable foundation funds all kinds of nonprofits here in the area, hundreds of nonprofits. So if you round up your electric bill to the nearest dollar each month, you can support those nonprofits through Sharing Change. Find out more at sharingchange.org. We're headed to the state capitol, and our two state representatives in North Rutherford County are going to join us today. Mike Sparks will lead us off here real quick, and then to Robert Stevens. Pretty busy up there.
Yeah, it has been, and I heard you talk about Operation Roundup. Man, that's a good thing. I think the most you're going to pay is, what, $11 a year, $11.99 or something. But anyway, it's a good program. Yeah, we had a short session and not too much controversy, but I wanted to put Representative Stevens on the line. He had an Eagleville baseball team, and the coach is up, and he's got to get back to meet with some clients here in just a few minutes. I'm going to turn the mic here in the office over to Representative Stevens, Brian.
Sounds good. All right, Mike. Robert, good to talk to you today.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on there. We were very honored this morning to have Eagleville High School's baseball team come up and join us on the House floor. And as you probably know, they won the state championship in 2022. They won the state championship again in 2023. And then, of course, they won it again in 2024. So one of the coaches told me that there's only been a few teams that have won three times back-to-back. So we thought that was definitely worth honoring, and we were glad to have them come up there and get recognized on the House floor today in front of all of Tennessee so they could see all the good things going on down in Eagleville.
Yeah, it was really interesting. 2022, that year, their softball and baseball team won, and in the, I don't know, maybe 100 years of the school's history, they won their first state championships in 2022, softball on one day and baseball the next. So they've had a tremendous run. So I know Coach Bassham was probably very honored to be there today with you on the Hill. And you've had some legislation rolling through there too, right?
Yes, we have. And Coach Bassham and Mr. Pedigo at the school and the assistant coaches, Marty McCleary and Todd Williams, everybody was here today and had a big time at the Capitol. They got to go see a tour of the House of Representatives chambers and some of the other places in the Capitol before we recognized them there. So I think everybody had a big time and hopefully learned something there. I have a bill that's starting to move, and it's about revenue sharing. There's about 20 different taxes where the state collects money for these various things, liquor taxes, gas taxes, sales taxes, and a percent of that gets sent back to counties and cities based on the population. And the way that's refigured now is every 10 years when the census is done, they'll look and see what percent of the population you have every 10 years. So the fast-growing places like Rutherford County, Williamson County, Wilson County, Davidson County that are adding people in droves, they don't get that readjusted until 10 years unless they do a special census. And as you know, Murfreesboro is starting a special census. Smyrna's in the middle of one. Laverne tried one recently, and I think they pulled the plug on it. But if you can show that you have more people with a special census, then you get more of that state shared revenue. What my bill does is it takes data that we already have at the UT Boyd Center, and that data pretty much is an estimate of each county and city population. They can send that to the State Department of Revenue each year and redistribute that money on an annual basis based on your population instead of waiting the 10 years. So the places that are fast-growing, if it gets reapportioned annually instead of every 10 years, those fast-growing places are going to bring in a lot more money.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be millions and millions of dollars for Rutherford County and the cities.
Sure thing. Does that mean that if you use the data from the Boyd Center, you wouldn't necessarily have to do a special census in that 10-year period? Or is that including the special census that comes through?
Now, you would not have to do one. They would certify that it would be a population estimate. That's not the exact amount since it's not a census.
Right.
And of course, if you challenge it and don't believe that that's an accurate number, then you can do a special census if you want to. But these things cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they take all kinds of manpower to go door to door with the fire department, police department, and it's just very tedious to do, and it takes a long time. So this would automatically readjust that each year, and you would not have to do anything unless you believe the number is wrong. and then you could try to do a spatial census if you wanted to dispute it. But I think most of the fast-growing places are going to be very happy that they don't have to spend that money and the effort, and that they will get additional funds.
Yeah, it would be a game changer, I would think, for, you know, like Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, with the growth that we've experienced. And, you know, the last census was 2020, and we know what was going on during that time. And, you know, there was probably a huge undercount in Rutherford County.
That's possible. And, you know, if you have to wait until the next census in 2030, then we're just falling farther and farther behind with what we should be getting. So I am very excited about this. It came back with what's called a fiscal note on it, which means it has a cost to implement it. I think I found a workaround for that so that we can pay for it. But this would bring in additional revenue without anybody's taxes going up. It takes the existing taxes that are coming in and just reallocates them annually based on the population change.
Yeah. Right now, with the city of Murfreesboro, they're saying it's like $175 around that per person that it means coming in from the state to help pay for, you know, city services and roads and all of that. So, I mean, these governments, local governments, really rely on that. So I'm sure that you've got a lot of support for that bill.
Well, we're spreading the word. Other communities are finding out about it. Other representatives and senators, I think, are going to sign on in the next week or two to show their support of it. But this is going to be very, very beneficial for Rutherford County and our cities if we can get it across the finish line.
Well, keep us updated on that, okay?
Will do. Thanks for having me today. I have got to get back to my law office and visit with some clients, so I appreciate you having me. I'm going to turn the phone back over to Representative Sparks here.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.
That's State Representative Robert Stevens joining us here as well with Mike Sparks. And, boy, that legislation right there, Mike, revenue sharing bill, could be a game changer. I know the city of Murfreesboro is in the middle of conducting their special census in Smyrna, and you know, I was talking actually with someone about the Murfreesboro census yesterday, and I think Franklin was in the middle of one, and they had to really just abandon what they were doing because it was so hard to get that information, you know?
Yes, it really is. You know, that's the thing about our county. You know, or even the state, you know, we're all in this together. These issues really aren't Republican, Democrat. And, you know, everybody wants better schools, better roads. They want these potholes filled. You know, they want to do something about the landfill. And folks really have to work together. And, you know, Robert will have an idea. Tim will have an idea. Representative Rudd, I mean, and Dr. Terry, Charlie Baum, myself, Mayor Carr, or maybe it's Craig Harris, Pettus Reed, and others, to just try to see what we can do to improve the quality of life for Rutherford County. What the challenges, I mean, we're one of the most challenged counties in the state, if not the nation, with, you know, we're the fastest growing county in the state, and it's really totally unsustainable. Like I told the comptroller and I told the finance committee the other day, with the challenges that we face with trying to build schools, you know, I have a task force study that I hope I can get passed to just look at what can we do to relieve some of the overcrowding. Can we do more dual enrollment? Can we encourage kids to skip their senior year like my oldest boy did? If we can just find 1-2% of a relief valve, maybe the charter schools, maybe it's some people may want to homeschool, because the challenges, they are enormous. So I applaud Representative Stevens for his creativeness to try to help Rutherford County.
Well, State Representative Mike Sparks joining here, and what do you have going on? That's the way to say it.
Well, you know, my music therapy task force, they were up the other day. We honored Priscilla Presley, and I got to meet with her last year. And music is a powerful tool for mental health. If folks have ever had parents that were dealing with Parkinson's or dementia, they know it's real. The Smyrna librarian was in yesterday, Cassandra Watkins. I thought she was going to do the show with me this morning, but she couldn't make it. She said she'll come up on the 20th. No, you know, yesterday in finance, you know, I'm a big fan of what Elon Musk is doing, what Donald Trump is doing, uncovering waste, fraud, and abuse. Just yesterday, and folks could watch this if they wanted to pull up Tennessee General Assembly Finance Committee meeting yesterday, you know, the Department of Children's Services, or the Department of Human Services, rather, they're really doing great work. And I asked them, I said, you're really doing God's work. I mean, they're helping Nourish Food Bank. They're helping End Slavery. They're helping Tim Tebow's event. They're helping so many other areas in our state to help the least fortunate. They also work the SNAP program, the benefits program, where they were talking about $155 million worth of, I guess it's called skimming on these cards, these benefit cards, where people go to use it, and then they go back and use it, and all their money is wiped out. And that's happening in our state of Tennessee. I talked to Channel 5 reporter Chris Davis, and Chris does a great job. I said, are y'all going to really look at this stuff? And that's money, that's taxpayer money. $155 million taxpayer dollars were ripped off. I just signed on to Jason Zachary's bill, where he's got a piece of legislation trying to stop some of those benefits from buying, like, candy and cold drinks. And that may not mean much to some people, but it is a savings, and it is trying to encourage people to eat healthy and trying to learn to do more with less. I mean, I'm seeing our budget continue to grow. TDOC Commissioner Strada is going to be in here in about, I think, an hour, and then at 1:30 I'm meeting with mental health folks, Ella Britt over there, Volunteer Behavior. I think Sarah Murphy may be there, and several others. We've been working on putting this meeting together regarding the seriousness of mental health, what we're seeing in not just young people. We're seeing it all over. You know, we've had a few members up here. Two members have had fathers that have committed suicide. Had another member, his brother, committed suicide. And the areas, Brian, of mental health, sadly, they're at an all-time high. And, again, it's not a Democrat issue, not a Republican issue. You know, my Amazing Grace piece of legislation the past couple of years ago, we had that famous bass guitarist. I think is it Wooten? I don't really follow that much, but he came up here. And the cool thing about it, he played Amazing Grace with his bass guitar. And so music, just being able to work together, I see so much disconnect and chaos in government. It's at an all-time high, I can promise you. So Friday morning, if folks want to know more about what the General Assembly's doing, we'll be at the Chamber of Commerce from 7:30 to 9 over there at Medical Center Parkway Friday morning. So folks, welcome to join us.
So is it a chance for the public to ask questions and stuff?
Yeah. And here's what I was saying at the last meeting, which was 3 weeks ago. It's the first Friday of every month. That's the only time that we really come together as a delegation and with people, you know, just to pull people together. And I called out a few names, people I have a lot of respect for. Darren Gore, the city manager of Marshall, smart guy. His father is a former professor and a close friend of mine, one of the guys encouraged me to run for office. Dr. David Urban, Dean Emeritus with the Jennings Jones College of Business, was in the audience. I said, let's bring these people together from different backgrounds. Maybe it's a former engineer. Maybe it's a former school principal. And look at the challenges our county is facing. We can't continue to do this. We can't continue to do the same old things with the tools that we've been using, because we're going to continue to get the same old results we've always gotten. And that was Einstein that said that was the definition of insanity. So I just want to encourage, whether it's the chamber, to get more involved in our county issues, school board issues. I know we have elected officials, but elected officials, we don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers.
Well, you do.
Well, we want to think we do sometimes. Uh-huh. But, like, I remember my oldest boy, who is pretty brilliant. He skipped a grade, class president, MTSU and Vanderbilt graduate. And he was critical of me one day years ago. He said, Dad, your problem is you'll ask 15 people before you make a decision. I said, Son, where do you think I get these ideas at? I get them from people. And you'd be surprised some of the ideas you get. It may be the guy working at McDonald's. It may be the construction worker or the truck driver having to drive I-24 like we do, which is the worst corridor, from my understanding, in our state. In fact, if anybody wants a mattress, there's three mattresses along I-24. But, you know, that's how we come together and get ideas. And I just see a lot of brokenness, man. I mean, I've seen it in the State of the Nation address, not to try to be critical of the opposing party, but let's support our president. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for peace in Russia, Ukraine. Who wants a third world war? You know, look at all the men they've lost over there. And and devastation. But we as a nation need to come together and start solving problems.
Mike, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan was on the roundtable with Dr. Krause this morning, and you know, in the next 5 years, we're going to get close to about 60,000 kids in the school system,
yeah.
And just with the tremendous growth that's going on, and the need to build more schools and that kind of thing, where does that money continue to come from for things like that locally?
Exactly. I mean, it's like I said at budget the other day. You know, I'm seeing DCS another $200 million. You know, we've handed out big raises, and we still have vacancies. TDOC, the commissioner, will be in today, and you know, I went through their academy, went through TBI's academy, went through the sheriff's academy to try to, you know, learn more about the challenges that they face. I mean, Leadership Rutherford was up yesterday, which I think is a great program. Got to speak to them for a little bit, but there's going to be a time the money's not going to be there. I mean, our nation's what, $35 trillion in debt. So I applaud. It's like this $155 million where I told Chris Davis. That's the power of the media to start digging down and saying, how can we do more with less? You know, I've wrote 3 books. That's my latest book. It's called How to Do More Less. And I had a Democrat up here. Bob Freeman bought 3 cases of my books, read all 3 of my books, and gave them to members. And I think the reason he done that is because I invited the speaker to his mental health event a couple of weeks ago. And he was really surprised that the speaker came. And we had several other members there. But we all should care about mental health. The challenges are enormous. And you know, I've got my 2 new grandbabies, Grace and Henry David, that I want both of them to go to Thurman Francis. That's my goal, where my son went, where I went, where my wife went. And that's a great school, one of the top schools in the nation and or the state, you know. And but how do we continue? So looking for waste, you know, fraud and abuse should be a top priority for all of us. That's not a Democrat or Republican issue, you know. So Dr. Sullivan, I think the world of him. I texted him the other day. I had my bill up, my school bus bill, which I'm really undoing the chairman's bill. It was his bill. I got it out of committee. Department of Safety is working against me. But I'm working it to where I can try to get a few more votes. I'm going to take it to 23, you know, the age requirement. We're the most restrictive in the nation and in the world. We're the only state that requires you to be 25 years of age to drive a school bus. And what the Department of Safety doesn't tell people, the guy that was driving that bus that killed those 6 kids in Chattanooga, even though it was so horrific, that dude's also a child molester, raped a 14-year-old girl 2 years later. The department didn't even know about that. So trying to get that bill out. Dr. Sullivan's support of David Settles, Murfreesboro School Board, came up. He testified last week, but we moved it to next week because of my amendment. But if you're 21, you work for the school system, or you're in the National Guard, you can, under my legislation, you can drive. So that's a small tool in the toolbox to be able to fill the void of the shortage of school bus drivers. But we need to do more, you know.
Yeah.
I think the world, Dr. Sullivan, great guy, great communicator. So is Dr. K. Martin as well.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. State Thank Representative you, Mike Sparks joining today.